Today I want to talk about Insta versus income, because I see all these amazing people who are on social media because they want to connect, because they want to feel good and make others feel good and connect with people. And yet they're now not using their platform for good or to make a difference or to monetize it, probably because they don't know. So I often tease one of my friends who has this huge following that she gets validation and not monetization. She's on there and she's getting all these likes from strangers who are just ticking like. It doesn't actually mean that, you know, in a crisis they would be there for her. But she's missing out on this amazing opportunity to monetize it. And this woman has so much value she could be bringing to their life and teaching people. And she does sexual therapy and she does healing and she helps people to shift childhood trauma around love and sex. And instead she's doing photos of herself at a party. And I just think, so I get why she doesn't want to put all of that out there. But isn't it sad that social media has such potential for good and such potential to make a difference in the world, and such, and we really noticed during a lockdown that kindness is tangible and connection is tangible, and there were people who were hurting, and so much of the busy activities and so much of the superficial, so much of what we kept ourselves busy doing before lockdown didn't, once we took that away, we had to really deal with ourselves and reassess what made us happy, what brought us joy. So I love that our values have shifted as a result. I love that people have taken stock of their life and what really matters to them. I really, really love that we are now choosing to spend more time with people who nourish and nurture us, and the toxic people, it was like the trash took themselves out. The people during lockdown who suddenly it was like all the angry, toxic people banded together and they just wanted to rant and rage. And it's usually in relationship dynamics, there's a giver and a taker. And the kind, nurturing people usually have people who drain them. And during lockdown, the nasty people all wanted to hang out with each other. A lot of people retreated into themselves. A lot of people really struggled. But also I saw a lot of people reaching out in kindness. It was the moment for kind people to shine. I was in line once at a checkout, and the woman in front of me, for some reason, was struggling to count the coins. And the girl behind the checkout was so lovely to her and just so sweet and so patient, it was just a nice moment. I wouldn't have thought anything of it. And then when the older lady left, and I complimented the checkout chick and I said, it was so sweet. And she said, oh my God, I'm making such an extreme, if I can't be kind now, you know, when can I be? This is the time to be kind to everyone. And so this girl at this shop and I had the most beautiful, lovely 10-minute conversation about just how much of a difference kindness can make and how fragile our happiness actually was. And we hadn't realized this until COVID came along. Before COVID, because we had more bandwidth for dealing with the ups and downs and the crap in life. And suddenly COVID came along and everyone was feeling a little more vulnerable. Everyone was worried about the future. And so suddenly things just had a different energy. But back to my point, this Insta versus income, I know so many people who are healers or who have so much advice, and what they do naturally, something that's so easy for them, they don't realize that that's actually a gift and it's something else that another person might have no concept to do. Like, I have a friend called Lisa and she's amazing at relationships, like not just her partner, but with her in-laws, with her friends. She just does relationships really, really well. And she just takes that for granted because she's always done it. She's grown up in a family dynamic where they've always done it. And a few years ago, she came to me and she said, God, I really struggle with work and I really struggle with jobs. And therefore, she made that mean, I'm so hopeless. I'm so useless. I can't do anything because I and she'd just taken that she was struggling in one area of her life and she was using it to define her whole identity. And I was like, oh, honey, when I look at you, what I see is you're amazing at relationships. You could teach relationships because I watch you in conflicts just resolve them with harmony and you do it so easily. And so Lisa, just something that she took for granted, she didn't realize it was something that other people would pay to learn and would be a game changer if they knew how to do it. It never occurred to her because it comes to her so easy. It never occurred to her because she'd grown up with it, that this was a thing that had value and could change people's lives and people would actually happily pay to learn. And, you know, like obviously she knows that other people pay to go to relationship therapists or relationship coaches, but she didn't realize that she also had this skill, a skill that could be monetized. But by the same token, you don't have to. If you just want to use Instagram for the validation or for the love or for the connection, go nuts. I just think that social media platforms could be utilized so much better. And I had the most beautiful conversation this morning with this man called Eric. And he just talked about how he takes these healers, and because I believe that if healers had their money stuff sorted, the world would be a different place. And so the conversation I was having with a friend I made on a course, this friend, I'm going to call him my friend, was just about how, you know, he goes, right, so we do management. We take all these healers and we manage the back end and we sort out and we do all their social media and we do all of that so they can just focus on what they do best. And we know this because I've got a friend who's amazing at business, but he doesn't follow up and get paid. And I said to him, oh my God, you literally tell all your clients to outsource all their everything, and yet you're doing your bookkeeping and you're trying to run the whole company and you're doing your bookkeeping. Like, what's going on with that? And he laughed because it was a case of take my advice, I'm not using it. And the same goes for me. I don't utilize social media the way I could be. You know, I had on my old Facebook account, I had 40,000 likes on a joke page and I'd never ever monetized it. I'd never even occurred to me to even make t-shirts or do anything with it or do anything with that audience because that joke page was just an outlet for me. And it was just a way to bring humor and joy in the world. But the desire for me to bring humor and joy in the world, I was also doing in my day job, and I could have been integrating them. I could have brought them together in a way where I turned what I love into what I do for income. And so there are people who are really good at this. And I just think there is such an amazing opportunity for people who at the moment have come to the realization through COVID that they don't want to be stuck in an office. They don't want to be stuck doing a job that they don't love. And it doesn't occur to them they could tap into their social media platform or their message to actually monetize that and to turn it into an income because they don't know how. So what we don't, it's the unconsciously unaware thing in the Richard Kiyosaki business thing. He says, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And it therefore you're not even aware it's an option. With my kinesiology and my healings, all of my clients always came to me from word of mouth. So I never used social media for that because I also felt it wouldn't have been in integrity or in alignment for me to market myself to people's pain. A lot of seminars and a lot of workshops and a lot of people, like NLP people, a lot of them market to pain. And so they'll tell people, you know, the marketing strategy is you sell on the pain point and, you know, talk to their pain and tell them you can. And that didn't feel in alignment to me. I don't want to market, I don't want to trigger people's pain and then tell them I've got the solution. I'm not the Catholic Church, right? You know, this is what religion did, but it's doing it in a different way now. But I also didn't think about the flip side of that, where I could actually market light at the end of the tunnel or hope or solutions without first making them realize they're in pain. Because obviously, we know the areas of our life where there's pain. We know the areas of our life that aren't working. So this conversation this morning was really a change of mindset. It really shed a new light for me in what is possible. And I will include the link to this management guy if anyone out there does want to monetize what they do and doesn't have a clue what product they could even offer. Because this company packages up public speakers and puts the whole thing together for them. So, and by the way, he's got the world's most simple website, even though he builds these amazing websites for other people. But be aware, he only wants to work with people who are in alignment and in integrity. Because for him, that's also one of his values, and that's why he feels so comfortable promoting people. And I really love that all of these things seem to have shifted so much after COVID. Before that, we used to be like, oh, that person's not in integrity. We used to tolerate a lot more rubbish. I think we used to tolerate crappy relationships in a way we don't now. It's like someone said to me during COVID, she said, I just don't have the bandwidth for drama that I used to have. And that really summed up how I felt. But people who are not doing jobs anymore that they just hated, or not accepting jobs for poverty wages anymore the way they used to before lockdown. So everyone sort of saying, well, you know, COVID made people think, you know, there might not be a future. So therefore, why am I spending my life doing something that makes me so miserable? Could I at least try for more? By the way, someone else's horror job might be your dream job. I know when I was studying law and at the same time I was modeling, and somebody said to me, oh my God, they are my dream jobs. And I'm like, why? Why? I'm only studying law because I want to use it to do civil rights. And so it didn't occur to me that studying law was someone's idea of a dream job, because in my mind, it was what my parents had forced me to do. So isn't it interesting that you know, like we take for granted that, you know, we have to do a job that we hate, and then we dream about doing what we love. And then there are people out there who are doing what we love already, or who are making a difference in the world in the same way we'd like to. So isn't it just a lie that we tell ourselves that it's not possible to do what we love when there are already hundreds of people in the world doing something similar? And by the same token, your message, find what your message is and find, and you know, Skillshare is a great example of this, because on Skillshare, there's someone who teaches how to make the perfect latte. You don't have to have a skill like engineering. You know, I know someone who makes titanium and aluminium pieces for satellites. Now, that's his skill. So he could be teaching, he could be talking about that. But by the same token, he doesn't have, he openly talks about how he doesn't have the skills to bounce back and have resilience in his personal life. So yeah, everyone's got some, and I find this with clients, about 80% of their life is really working, and about 20% of their life is like the speed bump, you know what I mean? Like a ta-dunk, here we go again, and then life goes on, ka-dunk. And yet we put so much energy into the parts that aren't working, but there's someone out there who knows how to fix it. And this is why friendships with good, nurturing, wonderful people are so important, because our friends are the therapists that we pay in glasses of wine, right? The friends are the people who listen and give us advice based on us. But by the same token, sometimes a healer is needed, or sometimes a coach, or sometimes a kinesiologist, or sometimes a family, an ancestry person is needed to work through something, because if you knew how to do it, you would do it. You know, people beat themselves up. I had a friend say to me recently, she said, "I'm so smart, why am I so stupid about relationships?" And I'm like, okay, here's the thing. It's like you don't expect to learn a language, you don't expect to just be able to speak Chinese without learning it. Why do you think you can just do relationships without learning it? Relationships are a skill, like driving a car is a skill. And on what planet do you think that you don't have to learn this? So why are you beating yourself up because you haven't learned a skill? Just go and find out who knows it or who can teach you and learn it that way. Or, you know, like just because if we knew better, we would do better. And so also a lot of the time what's happening to us is programming or beliefs or things that we don't question the beliefs and we try and change the results. And that blows my mind. We keep trying to deal with the symptoms instead of dealing with the programming. So I'm getting off track, but my message was really about how we all have a message that we should be sharing, and we all have a message that we're so passionate about we would teach it for free. And yet, why aren't we all bringing this message and light to the world as our life's work? So stop looking at social media for monetization, because if you share from the heart, you give everyone else permission to speak from the heart and to know that they're safe in that space. And by the way, they are the people that really resonate with everyone, because when I'm real, I'm telling someone else it's okay for them to be real as well. And by real, I don't mean just dark and painful. And by the way, I really, really don't mean the people who are angry and who say I'm just being honest, or people who are nasty and say I'm just being honest. I do not mean that. I mean actually speaking from heart space. It's like the opposite. Anger is fear and reaction. Heart is connection. And imagine the world if we all came from that intention. So this is my challenge to anyone who hears this, to use social media today to share some joy or some love or something that really resonates with you. And therefore, you will bring into your life people who resonate with your values and your alignment. And have a beautiful day.